Welcome to Covenant's Pulpit Ministry. Covenant Evangelical Free Church believes that the Bible is the Word of God and that God's Word is vital for life-transforming Christianity. We trust that you will grow to know the Word of God and, more importantly, the God of the Word as you hear this message today. May God bless you as you open your heart to His Word.
Happy 47th anniversary!
Today it is with exceeding gratitude that we celebrate God's faithfulness to Covenant EFC for the past 47 years. We all look forward with faith and hope towards 2028, where Covenant EFC will celebrate our golden jubilee. Brothers and sisters, our 47th anniversary theme for this year, Finishing Well, is a call not just to start strong, stay strong, but to end strong, whether as individuals or as a collective body of Jesus Christ.
A shocking research by Dr. Robert Clinton indicates that out of 1,300 leaders, only two-thirds do not finish well their career or leadership role well, whether it's the biblical figures or even contemporary leaders. Wow, less than 30% finish well. Isn't that shocking? And since these statistics refer primarily to leaders, then what about the rest of us who are believers in Christ? The question before us at our 47th anniversary service today, it's how can you and I finish well in the eyes of God? The Apostle Paul was very near to the end of his life, and he gave us a blueprint for how to finish well. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. And let's read God's Word together as a spiritual family, one church, three centers this morning. If you have your Bible, you turn to 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 to 8, reading from the English Standard Version and also from the screen together. 1, 2, 3. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing.
To finish well, there are three intentional commitments to make through God's empowering. Today, the first is the pouring out of our lives in faithful worship. The scripture says, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. When the Apostle Paul declares he is being poured out as a drink offering, he draws from the Old Testament imagery where wine is poured out at the base of the altar as a part of the sacrificial offering and system. Now, this act symbolizes the complete giving of yourself to God. Nothing held back. Everything surrendered at the altar. In other words, all in. Remember that this was Paul's second imprisonment that would lead to his execution. Yet he does not view his impending death as a tragic loss, but it's a final act of worship, a willing sacrifice offered to God. His whole life, like the drink offering, has been poured out in faithful worship and service, holding nothing back, wholly devoted to God. And this is exactly what Romans 12 verse 2 calls us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our spiritual worship.
The Apostle Paul knew that his time of departure has come. He uses a very interesting Greek word for departure, which paints a picture of a peaceful release, like a ship that is loosed from its moorings, or a tent that is being taken down. Therefore, death for us as disciples of Jesus Christ is never the end. It is only but a transition to be with where the Lord is, into the presence of God. Paul faces his mortality with great confidence, knowing that his time is short, but his hope is secure. Brothers and sisters, a life well lived that finished well is not merely to preserve ourselves or to prosper ourselves, but one that is being poured out, sacrificial, intentional, and fully surrendered to God in worship and service. I just returned from my brief 3-month sabbatical last week. But shortly after I left Singapore for my sabbatical, I received the sad news of the passing of my first Sunday school teacher, the late Freda Lai. She was my first Sunday school teacher who led me to Jesus Christ. If you like, she was my DMK. She was my disciple maker, guiding me in my faith week after week. And since I was overseas and I couldn't attend her wake and funeral here in Singapore, I decided to write a tribute to my first Sunday school teacher. I shared it with her son, whom I later on discovered he read it at the wake as a eulogy. And here is a short excerpt of what I wrote about my first Sunday school teacher. I entitled this, A Loving Tribute to My Sunday School Teacher, Freda Lai. Freda's gentle spirit and unwavering devotion to the Lord left a profound impact on everyone she met, especially those she mentored in faith. More than just a Sunday school teacher, she was the first to introduce many of us, including myself and my friends from McPherson Youth Fellowship, to the love of Jesus Christ. Her influence shaped countless lives. An example of Christ's love was evident in all that she did. Through her patient teaching and sincere care, I came to know the Lord at the age of 9 years old. Having lost my earthly father at 6, Freda was the one who gently shared that by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord in my life, I would also receive God as my heavenly Father. Oh, those words brought so much comfort and peace and opened up my heart to God's love at a time when I needed it most. Her wisdom and kindness deepened my understanding of the Scriptures and reveal the profound depth of God's love and grace in my life. Oh, her light shone brightly, pointing me and many others of my friends and peers to the Lord Jesus Christ she cherished. Freda's legacy lived on in the lives of many she touched and the faith she nurtured. May all of us follow her example. Loving Christ, serving Christ, and sharing Christ, the hope of the gospel. You know, our lives are like a candle that can only give light by being consumed. Paul's life, Freda's life, illuminated the gospel through pouring out their lives in others, in faithful worship and service to our God. A life not spent for ourselves, but a life spent for Jesus Christ.
So we really want to give thanks and honor all who have faithfully served Covenant EFC for the past 47 years. I know you guys are so humble. Each time we ask you to stand up, you refuse to stand up. And so we will honor you. There are many hundreds of disciple makers in the next generation ministry. There are hundreds of covenant group leaders, there are staff, board members, marketplace ministers, and variety of church ministry leaders. You have sacrificially served God. We praise God for you because Covenant would not have come so far Of course, without God's enabling, but without your sacrificial ministry and service. So, my dear friends, let's give an applause to those who have faithfully served Covenant for the past 47 years. Thank you very much. To finish well, there are three intentional commitments to make. The first, pouring out our lives in faithful worship and service. Secondly, to run our race with enduring faith. The scripture says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Paul uses three metaphors to illustrate what running our race with enduring faith looks like. First, a soldier who fights the good fight of faith. This first metaphor, a soldier who fights the good fight of faith. You are Paul who exhorts Timothy, yes, fight this good fight. It is not just any ordinary fight or struggle, but a noble and worthy battle of remaining faithful to Jesus Christ and advancing the gospel. Paul is talking about a lifetime of perseverance through hardship, persecution, imprisonment, beatings, shipwreck, and constant danger. You see, despite all these overwhelming obstacles, Paul never abandoned his master, the mission, or his message. He stayed engaged in the battle, refusing to retreat to the sidelines. Brothers and sisters, the Christian life is not a call to comfort, but to courageous endurance. For we are engaged in a spiritual struggle against sin, discouragement, opposition, and the schemes of the enemy. And therefore, to finish well, we have to keep fighting, and especially when the battle intensifies.
The second metaphor that the Apostle Paul used is the image of an athlete who finished the race. To illustrate our discipleship journey here on earth, he says, I have finished the race. It's a picture of an athlete running his race. And the focus is not how quickly one starts the race, but on whether we will endure and persevere to the very end. Because the Christian life is not a sprint, it's a marathon. It requires steady discipline, unwavering focus and perseverance through every season of our lives. Paul's testimony here is not just of a strong beginning, but a faithful finish. The third and final metaphor that Paul used is a picture of a steward who faithfully protects and preserves something valuable entrusted to him. In this case, what is it? The Christian faith and the gospel message where Paul says here, I have kept the faith. The phrase kept the faith portrays a trustworthy steward or guardian who has been entrusted with something valuable and precious and has preserved it without any compromise.
Yes, in the ancient world, to keep something meant to guard it, watch over it, and ensure that it was not lost or corrupted. So the word kept tells us of the importance of intentionality and vigilance. Paul is saying that he has remained loyal to the truth of the gospel. He's not distorting it nor abandoning it, despite all the trials and the temptations he faced. Paul preserved and lived out the truth of the gospel. He remained loyal to Christ through trials and temptation. Brothers and sisters, finishing well means persevering through trials, guarding the truth, and living with eternity in mind. The Christian life is not about how we start, but how we end, faithful to the very last breath. Brothers and sisters, these three metaphors of a soldier, an athlete, and a steward are meant to spur us to fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep our faith. Because at the end of the day, there's something very important. Are we living for the applause of heaven or the approval of this earth? Remember that God does not require perfection, but perseverance. For it's not about finishing the first mile, it is crossing the finishing line. It's not about a single moment of greatness, but a lifetime of steady obedience to Jesus Christ.
How many of us in our lifetime have ever ran a race in your life? Any kind of race. It could be a short race, 2.4, 4.8, 5 click, 10 click, a marathon. Some of you have. Some of you are praying about doing that as one of your bucket lists in the coming days or years. Wonderful. I remember years ago running a race. It was a long race. And I was running in pain and agony towards the finishing line. And to be honest, running with endurance does not always mean we'll always look good and great. Sometimes running the race with enduring faith may simply mean putting one foot in front of the other and not giving up. Some of us here this morning, even at our church 47th anniversary service, may be going through a time of valley. We find our strength failing. We are tempted to quit, throw in the towel, and give up and say, enough is enough. But we are not called simply to begin our faith journey with passion. The word of the living God says to finish well. We must endure. Even if it means going through times of testing, trials, pain, and discouragement. We do not follow a Savior who is distant from our pain and suffering, but one who understands us, who feels and understands the pain and the suffering deeply, having run the race himself with enduring faith. As Hebrews 12 verse 2 reminds us, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith. So let us together as a church family endeavor to be that soldier who will fight that good faith, that athlete who will finish the race, and a steward who will keep the faith. Even it means simply putting one foot in front of the other, step by step.
To finish well, there are three intentional commitments to make through God's empowering. First, pouring out of our lives in faithful worship and service. Secondly, running our race with enduring faith. Finally, looking to the reward that God has promised us. The Apostle Paul, near the end of his life, wrote with unwavering confidence, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all those who have loved his appearing. Notice this is not a crown of gold or earthly riches, but a crown of righteousness, an eternal reward given by Christ himself, the righteous judge who sees and honors our faithfulness. The reward is not reserved for Paul alone, but for all who long for Christ's return and persevere in faith. Jesus echoes this promise, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Master. And again in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
The reward of a crown is not only for those who begin the race. The reward of the crown is only for those who finish well, who endure the faith, even when no one is watching. And God honors those who remain faithful, even in obscurity. Even behind the scene when no one is looking. It was Billy Graham, the late Billy Graham, who wisely said that the greatest legacy one can pass on to one's children and grandchildren is not our money or other material things accumulated in one's life, but rather a legacy of character and faith. Church, at our 47th anniversary, Our motivation to finish well is not the applause or the recognition of the world, but the eternal reward from Christ, our righteous judge. We are here and we live for His approval alone, not for the fleeting praises and applause of people. As the late Billy Graham also reminded us, it is not the body's posture, but the heart's attitude that counts when we pray. My prayer today is that I will finish well. Unquote. Are we living for the applause of the world today? Or for the approval of our one Sir, our one Lord, our one Master, Jesus Christ? And for the well done from our Savior? And together as a spiritual family, we continue to fix our eyes on the eternal reward of Christ's promises to us and run this race with endurance so that together we may receive the crown of righteousness from the very hands of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
2018, we were right here in this place. It was our 40th anniversary, isn't it? And that is where we shared with you the vision at that time, to raise 40 million at that time. It was such a humongous number. But that day, many of you came and gave your first fruits to the seed fund. 7 years have passed right now. Can you imagine as of today, we praise God for 33.8 million that has been raised? Yeah, go ahead and praise God for all the sacrificial giving to God in His kingdom. And we are alive with 6.2 million to go. We are so thankful that so many of you have actively and faithfully followed God in this faith journey. Today marks the beginning, the day where we can bring our final seed fund offering to God so that we can all finish well what we have started since 2018. I'm so confident that by the end of the year, if every one of us simply will come to God and says, how can we give our best gift to you? We will easily cross, raise not just the 40 million, but cross the 40 million. Let's all finish well. Let's look at this seed fund journey through this video and be reminded of God's faithfulness.
Every journey begins with a calling. For Covenant EFC, that calling has always been very clear: returning the church to its disciple-making roots through authentic discipleship and intentional disciple-making, so as to reproduce disciples of a certain kind and to multiply them to win the world for Christ. The promise of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22 came into reality with the Bukit Panjang building.
The BPJ journey was very needs-based, so there was a necessity for us to have a building to settle and grow. But Woodlands was really a journey of faith, about stretching our faith.
As the congregation grew, so did the vision. The Woodlands building marked a season of expansion, an expansion of hearts, of ministries, and of mission. Besides our English services, All Nations has 21 gathering points, 5 of which are outreach points. We also have 156 missions partners, and through our spiritual impact and partnership, they are making a difference in their respective communities and countries. Alongside our places of worship, God provided a space for ministry support, a dedicated church office and facility to serve, equip and produce materials to build the body of Christ. Now, we step into the next chapter, Sengkang, a hope for the generations.
I'm looking forward to it being a church without walls. I think that's how God has intended the church to be. Basically, He wants us to be welcoming to the community, and I think that's how the Sengkang Church will be, and that's what I look forward to see.
From what we understand, Covenant has started since Bukit Panjang, the Woodlands, and now how God picked us into Sengkang. So it's to show the next generation God's faithfulness remains no matter what seasons in our life. this is also the place where I call home. Yeah, I stay in Fernville, so I'm grateful whereby the church is going to build here.
Grateful to God that gave us this land. We're so grateful that we can be part of this community, and we want to reach out to the community to come join us.
I look back at the track record that God has deposited with Covenant in our previous journeys. I look at the seed fund journey and think that it is more about the seed than the fund. It is more about the seed that God wants to plant in our lives, of His truth, of His word, to transform us from inside out. The fund will naturally follow when we come to that place of obedience to say, yes, Lord, I will just do as you say.
We have come this far because God has been leading us each step of the way. So let us press on in this journey of faith, remaining true to His call and shaping a church that touches lives far beyond His walls.
Give thanks to God. The seed fund is a faith journey to return the church to its disciple-making roots through authentic discipleship and intentional disciple-making, so as to reproduce disciples of a certain kind that we might win the world for Christ. And how do we do that? We disciple the generations, we disciple Singapore, and we disciple the nations. Right, sisters, this is the QR code that you're very familiar with that we're going to show up on the screen once again for you perhaps to take a picture. You can take a picture right now if you want to. And we pray that God will lead all of us by the end of this year to bring one final gift, one final best gift to God and see Him provide over and above what we need for the Sengkang building. Brothers and sisters, God has given to us everything in all our faith journey. Covenant is completely debt-free. Praise be to God. 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, "For you know the grace our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sake He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich." Dear friends, we can never outgive God.
Paul's final words on earth and at the end of his life was not one of regrets, but one of confidence and hope. It did not come from his own strength, but from the very grace of God in his life. May we as a church at this 47th anniversary service finish well like Paul, by living our lives poured out in faithful worship, finishing and running our race with unwavering faith, so that together, as the people of the Lord, we may receive the crown of righteousness from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May the Lord find all of us faithful to the very end. In our recent Prime Minister Lawrence Wong's speech at National Day, he reminded us that the average lifespan of a Singaporean is now 84 years. And we did a sum. If you are age 20 years old this morning, you have only 23,360 days left. If you are the age 30, you only have 19,710 days left. If you are at age 40 today, you only have 16,060 days left. If you are at the age of 50, many of you celebrated your 50, you only have 12,410 days left. If you have just crossed 60, and you say, "Majula," you only have 8,760 days left. If you are age 70, which some of you are, you only have 3,650 days left. If you are the age of 80, you only have 1,460 days left. It is not for us to cry over how many days we've left, because at the end of the day, it is not about how long we live. It is about how well we live for God and how well we finish for God. May the Lord help all of us to finish well for His glory. Let's bow our heads in prayer together. This morning, as you hear the word of the living God to charge us at our church 47th anniversary service, we are here not to preserve and to prosper our own lives. We are here to pursue God's destiny, calling and purpose for our lives, both individually and also as a church family. And God has given Covenant EFC a destiny beyond ourselves. 47 years ago, through our founding elders, through our senior pastor, Reverend Edmund Chan. And the baton is in our hands today. And this day, whatever age you are, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, you say, Lord, I'm determined. It's not about how long I live. It's about how well I live. And today, I decide, I choose to finish well for Jesus, pouring out my lives in faithful service and worship to You, running with enduring faith and looking forward to the reward Christ promised to all who will finish well. And today, You say, that's my prayer, Lord. And we as a church family, we want to make that prayer together, individually and collectively as a spiritual family. Even our friends from other countries, you say, that's my prayer as well. In a count of 1, 2, 3, I'm going to invite us, if that's your prayer for Jesus and for your life today, then I invite you in a count of 1, 2, 3, to stand up and dedicate your lives to God. To say, Lord, help me finish well for Your glory. No matter how long You give to me, what really matters is to finish well for Your glory. If you're ready, at a count of 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You stand. You stand as you commit your life to Jesus this day. You could be 10 years old. You could be 20 years old. You could be 30 years old, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. But you say, Lord, I pray like the late Billy Graham, Lord, help me finish well. I'm going to give you a time to just simply pray that prayer. Lord, help me finish well. And make this your personal prayer. Own this prayer. It's not just a prayer of the late Billy Graham. Make this your prayer today. Help me finish well. Pray that prayer as you stand up. I invite you to just lift up your hands as a symbol of just lifting our lives to God, our health, our body, our strength, our weaknesses, our gifts, our testings, our temptations, our trials, our joys. We lift them all to God and say, Lord, help me finish well. Our eternal God and Heavenly Father, thank You. Thank You for Your living word to us. As a church, we thank You for this 47 years of grace and Your guidance to us. Thank You for every life touched, every disciple make, every disciple maker release to the marketplace, to our nations, to our homes, and even beyond Singapore, and every seed sown in faith. And as we approach the finishing line of the 40 million seed fund that You have led us to start 7 years ago in 2018 at our church 40th anniversary, give us the faith and the courage and the strength to finish well this seed fund journey by the end of this year, 2025. May our giving, may our serving, may our living bring glory to Your name. Help us run the race with endurance to keep the faith
and to finish this race you have set before us. Answer this prayer. Exceed this prayer, Lord, to finish well for your glory. Because we pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people say together, Amen. 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 Let's remain steady.
Lord, we are not walking alone, but you are walking with us. alongside us, in us, and through us. So church, come, let us do the first song again. Let's declare that we will never be lost
with
because the Lord walks with us. Amen?
Yes. I hope everyone remembers the action. Here we go.
Up your hands as we receive the Lord's benediction for us. And now to Him who's able to do far more exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we ask or think or imagine, to Christ and Christ alone be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and forever. All of God's people say together, Amen.
We're glad you had spent some time listening to God's Word, and we hope that the message has ministered to you. You can visit us at www.cefc.org.sg for more sermon titles. God bless you in your spiritual pilgrimage ahead.